This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa, on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Monday. That's where we're at, folks. Yeah, it's Monday. But it is a short week because we have the Thanksgiving week here with us, upon us this week. So we hope that you have some great Thanksgiving week plans and maybe some great Monday plans. And hopefully you're coming on the heels of a great weekend out there. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning. 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959 if you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning. And also if you want to head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. You can send us a direct message. I simply click on send Kyle a direct message and you're off and running from there. But other than that, folks, it's Monday and that means one thing because we're in the 5 o'clock hour. That means we're going to be talking with our good friend Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com and of course author of the book Nullification. Good morning and happy Monday, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. Well, you know, I got to ask you this. You know, obviously, Israel has been showing some pretty significant evidence about these tunnels that they're finding. It just goes to show that this is exactly what Hamas has been doing for a very long time. That's the business they're in. And, trying to root them out, that is the way to go with this.
Yeah, Hamas hides behind the women and children of the Palestinian people. And I'd like to make a differentiation between the Palestinians and Hamas, although the Palestinians did elect Hamas before they terminated elections in Gaza. But Hamas hides behind their people. They shoot from behind their women and children, hospitals, schools, residences. They completely obliterate any rules of engagement that have been agreed upon in a civilized world. And we've got proof of this. I mean, there was an Al Jazeera reporter who was interviewing Palestinian people about what was going on over there. And the guy turned to the journalist and said, you know, they're using human shields. They're using us as shields. And the Al Jazeera reporter quick turned and walked away from him. And the guy was even throwing and kicking things at him because he wouldn't let the truth out. So the media is complicit in this. You know, they're running interference for the pro-Palestinian cause around the world. And quite honestly, it's beyond disingenuous to the point of sickening.
No kidding. No kidding. And that, again, is just, it's the narrative that's there. And it just seems to be a narrative designed to create rage. But the rage is misplaced because the rage needs to be against Hamas, like you said. I mean, not only did they suspend the elections, but they've using their people as human shields. This is the kind of inhuman kind of behavior that we should be railing against and not simply Israel trying to make sure that doesn't happen again.
And I've said this a bunch of times before. There's a weird kindred understanding, unspoken understanding between Islamofascists and neo-fascists. And we're starting to see that come out in what the protesters are saying on the neo-fascist left, especially on college campuses. They're starting, and TikTok started this, so you got to blame China for this. And I am sure they did it on purpose. They republished and have been pushing Osama bin Laden's letter to America. And you're hearing, and it's all over social media, where these college kids, ignorant of what 9/11 was all about, are starting to support Bin Laden's idea.
It's scary. Very scary.
It is.
Yeah.
It's infuriating. If you knew anybody, and I knew a bunch of firemen who died on September 11th, if you knew someone who died in the Twin Towers or at the Pentagon or in a field in Shanksville, and you've got these ignorant ignoramuses who believe they know everything even though they haven't been 2 years out of high school, saying that they're lionizing and agreeing with Osama bin Laden, parents, you've failed. The education system, you have failed.
Yeah.
Media, you have failed on a grand scale.
And by the way, folks, what you're hearing Frank talk about here, you know, what you're feeling and what you're hearing here, this is all, as you said, this is all very genuine. You know, this is because you actually know people who actually perished as a result of Osama bin Laden. And collectively as a country, we felt and saw what happened. And yet, even at the time, if I'm not mistaken, the bin Laden letter didn't get a whole lot of traction, but now it's back, and now it's somehow got this second weird zombie life to it.
Well, and I blame the communist Chinese. They are in control of TikTok. You know, we've been saying for almost a year now, if your kid's using TikTok, get them off of it. First of all, they're gleaning data from which your kid follows so they can shape the narrative to them to capture their minds. And this is proof positive of it. If your kid's got TikTok, or if you're forwarding little cute puppy things from TikTok, if you're even looking at TikTok, stop it.
Indeed.
Stop it.
Indeed.
You're drinking the Kool-Aid of the Communist Chinese Party because they are manipulating you, even if it's just little fuzzy puppies.
Yeah, and no better way to do that than because who doesn't like little fuzzy puppies? And
they suck you.
Yeah, and it looks innocuous.
Yeah, and the next frame is one of the two fatwas that bin Laden issued against the United States. So cute puppy, bloodthirsty terrorist.
Yeah, and that's not a good combination at all. Well, Frank Salvato, hold on there real quick. We're going to come right back to the second segment of hour number four, which is the 5 o'clock hour. I think I got all that straight. I'll tell you what, hold on, Frank, we're coming right back. Folks, Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number. If you'd like to call in, if you have a question for Frank, stay right there because we are coming right back.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
And that's Billy Joel, of course, bringing us back in. And that's a great one Billy Joel, that's for sure. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. If you'd like to call in and opine, be part of the program, you can head over to kylewarrenshow.com as well for more information. And also find me on Facebook and, of course, X as well. But not TikTok. Okay, not TikTok. And once again, of course, we're joined this morning by our good friend Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, and the author of the book Nullification. Hello again, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right, well, we got a caller hanging on the line here. It is Elizabeth in Lutz. Let's go over and check out Elizabeth in Lutz and find out what's on her mind this morning. Good morning, Elizabeth. You're on the air with Frank.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
And two things. You know, I don't like to speak, quote, ill of the dead, but, you know, I've been hearing all this, you know, boo-hooing about Rosalynn Carter, God rest her soul. But, you know, and then they talk about Jimmy Carter, and, you know, yeah, he definitely was one of the worst presidents ever, but you never hear this brought up anymore. But he was not, was he not responsible for the one-child policy in China? Because we weren't going to give them any more money unless they reduced their population. And look where it's gotten them and the world. 200 million angry young men that have no wives, at least.
Interesting. I'm not aware of that, at least I'm not off the top of my head. What about you, Frank?
Well, I'm not sure I'd give Jimmy Carter that much credit to be able to slap around the Maoists over there. And I don't speak ill of the dead, so I, Rosalynn Carter, rest in peace. And my sympathies to Jimmy Carter. And, you know, you don't go 7 years with somebody and not, you know, exhibit your devotion to them. So I'm sure he is he's heartbroken at this, at least in this lifespan, and Godspeed to him and to her. The one thing I remember about Jimmy Carter that does leave an aching in my craw, and he was the worst president up until Joe Biden.
Until Joe Biden, yeah.
Yeah. Was his agreement to give back the Panama Canal.
Yeah.
Because now that's in the hand of the Chinese, because the Chinese came in with a lot of money for the corrupt government of Panama back then. And so now the communist Chinese control the Panama Canal, which doesn't really help us.
Indeed. Well, Elizabeth and Lutz, thanks so much for the call. We got a couple of other lines.
Can I ask one more thing?
Sure, yeah. Go right ahead.
Oh, no, actually, it's more of a comment. Thank you. And also, like I said, I pray for his soul. Trust me when I tell you that. It hurts too. But regarding TikTok, everything you said is so absolutely true. And one thing that I worry about, especially with the younger generation, because they're so easily led by the nose, as my mother would say, it's, you know, subliminal messages that go through. And we've been warned about that forever. And just wanted to get your thoughts on that because the Chinese, that's not, you know, not something that they would ever look, I don't think.
All right. I think Frank might have been having a little bit of trouble hearing the question there. Can you quickly repeat it real quick?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Okay. So what Frank was talking about with TikTok is 100% right on the spot. And also, it concerns me that they may be producing subliminal messages, you know, even with their innocent little, quote, videos that are out there, like the puppies you were talking about. But it's just, you know, it just really is very concerning because that's been something that's been done in the past and has always been, you know, never a good thing. We don't want subliminal messages, but, you know, could be done.
All right. Well, cool. Thanks so much, Elizabeth. We appreciate the call. We'll let Frank respond, and we'll
talk
to you again
soon.
Thanks. Take care. God bless.
Thanks.
All right. So, Frank, what do you think?
That's part of the danger of this. That's what they're doing. You know, whether it's about how they can glean the data from you to see what you like to watch so they can insert what they want to in between the things you like to watch. So you could get this dance video for 15 seconds or the countdown of bloopers and whatever, and then you're going to get that Obama – or that Obama. Boy, that's a Freudian slip. The Bin Laden letter. And as long as you can pique interest for just a little bit, that's all they care for. And so when you're introducing a subject because you're getting off of something that you like, you're more prone to say, okay, so what is this? And that's what they're doing. And if you want to see the damage you can do, look at what we talked about in the first segment. You've got college kids who should know better. Saying, well, you know what? I see Osama bin Laden's point, and maybe we deserved it.
Right.
I'm appalled at that we've raised a generation, and I blame not only the education system and the media, but the parents, that we have raised a generation of imbeciles that would say, you know, bin Laden had a point.
And that would be a terrible, terrible eventuality. Tell you what, let's head over here to the next telephone line here. We've got another caller holding on the line. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from this morning?
Mary from St. Pete.
Oh, hey, Mary.
Yes, for TikTok. I think the parents of the kids, so if you're talking to mostly grandparents these days, it's the parents of the kids that are looking at TikTok themselves. So they're teaching their kids to look at TikTok as well. And even through TV, you'll see people putting up things on TikTok. Why don't you put TikTok, some information on there, and call it maybe Operation Popeye, Operation Mockingbird. You talk about HAARP, and you talk about real things that are dangerous to the world. And put those out there on TikTok and see what people think. How many people know what Havana Syndrome is? Put information about that on there. Put information about the creature of Jekyll Island out there and see if you can even you probably can't even get it on TikTok to do some education on TikTok. But yeah, looking at little puppies on TikTok is absolutely a complete waste of time.
Well, so in other words, yeah, thank you, Mary. Mary in St. Pete. In other words, fight fire with fire. As that, I think that's what she's talking about.
If it were a level playing field, yeah. You know, and everybody should try anyway. But when your overlord over at TikTok happens to be the Communist Chinese Party, they've got no problem saying, no, that one's no good.
Well, sure, yeah, they would edit that out.
Yeah, we don't want them understanding what the creature from Jekyll Island is, because we're the World Trade Organization now, so shut that down.
Exactly. All right, well, we've got Neil in Henderson, Nevada, and a frequent caller to the program. Good morning, Neil. You're on with Frank Salvato.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Frank. Last time I spoke, there's a point that I want, an observation I want to get to. But before I do that, I have a question about the canal zone. Frank, maybe you know the answer. Didn't the lease expire on, you know, the canal zone? We had to renew the lease or come to some agreement with Panama?
I think they sold it for $1 or something, right?
Currently, it's almost like the way we treat the budget today, under continuing resolution. It was supposed to be renewed and I believe it was 2000 or 1990 or something like that. But Carter just chose not to renew it. He wanted to give it back to the people of Panama.
Okay. I mean, is that what his reasoning was? Just they have a sovereignty, I guess, maybe is what he might have been thinking. You know?
It was the same avenue that the Brits went through with Hong Kong.
All right. Let me move on to my observation, something more contemporary. I made this observation. I didn't get a chance to really outline it last time I spoke to you, but it involves the executive branch of government. Number one, I love the idea that we have civilian control of the government. The president is a civilian. I like the idea the generals do not run the government. The cops do not run the government. Okay? Having said that, there's a problem right now because we have a shadow government that's in charge. And I'm going to mention, I think, five names here that should be charged.
I tell you what, Neil, can you hold on through the break, because we're going to hit the bottom of the hour? And if you'll hold on, then you can have a better way of asking Frank the last part of your question there.
Sure.
Okay, hold on. Neil in Henderson, Nevada. Frank Silvato's holding on from undergroundusa.com, and we have much more to talk about, much more to do. We got more everything coming back after this short timeout. Pay a couple of bills, and we have bills, so we got to pay them. We'll be right back. Kyle Warren with you.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Update. We begin with word the incident at the U.S.-Canadian border was not a terrorist attack. Here is New York Governor Democrat Kathy Hochul.
There is no sign of terrorist activity with respect to this crash.
More now on our top story from USA's John Schaefer.
Airports throughout the U.S. are on heightened alert after a car exploded on a bridge near the U.S.-Canadian border in Buffalo, New York. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau provided an update on the situation.
There are a lot of questions, and we are following up to try and get as many answers as rapidly as possible. We are in close contact with U.S. officials, and we'll continue to work closely with them.
Reports say two people died, and images of twisted metal have emerged. Eyewitnesses describe a car accelerating directly into an inspection booth on the U.S.-Canadian border on the Rainbow Bridge in Niagara Falls.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, and coming right back here to the bottom of the hour segment. And you know what? Talk about walking in L.A. Well, guess what? Evidently, that exchange in East L.A., they're on the 10 freeway in the East L.A. interchange in Los Angeles. They say, I believe, it's supposed to be open Monday morning, open weeks ahead of when we thought it would actually be reopened. But I think Gavin Newsom came out and said something about that, or it was communicated that that was going to be good enough to reopen. So we'll see. It looks, yeah, here it is. Monday morning's rush hour. It's going to be open up before then. So hopefully they've got everything checked out. I would expect that it would be. But obviously that kind of fire, which I believe was deliberately set, did a lot of damage and snarled up a lot of traffic. And of course, as you know, Frank, in Los Angeles, nobody walks in L.A. That's why we have so much traffic. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, I think I would be taking the long way today just to make sure nothing collapses under the under the street of regular traffic.
Yeah, that's right. So take the long way home when that's a Supertramp song, by the way.
Yeah.
So we have, well, we're speaking in music this morning. And Frank Salvato is author of the book Nullification, everybody. Also, you can check him out at undergroundusa.com. And we had Neil holding on patiently there. Neil, if you want, I think you're back with us, and do you want to finish your question with Frank?
Sure. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
All right. Mission control, we have a problem. We've got the shadow government and the deep state running the country. Another problem, we got the cadaver. He's roaming around the White House saying, you know, the thing. You know the thing. Let me illustrate my my observation. The shadow government, it runs deep, but I want to talk about insurrection. And there are five, you know, high profile names that should be indicted, arrested, and tried for insurrection. Andrew Weissman, Robert Mueller, John Brennan, James Clapper, James Comey. Okay. They colluded. They coordinated their efforts. They worked and plotted to remove a president, a duly elected president, and his administration. That's subversion of government. You know, if this was an adversary during a time of war, I mean, that would be considered treason. They are not held accountable. And the problem I see from my studies of the Constitution, I don't think this, maybe it's a defect or it's just, you know, part of the times that we live in. As long as you have a Democrat who occupies the White House, our criminal justice system is bankrupt. Frank, can you comment on that?
Yeah, go ahead, Frank.
Absolutely. We don't live in the country that our founders gave us. We weren't supposed to have an all-powerful, centralized federal government. That was never the way it was supposed to be set up. That with the direct election of senators, we lost the United States of America because there is no apparatus to protect the states. That's why I wrote the book Nullification, because that's the only way to get out of this mess. If you want the deep state to go away, if you want the bureaucracy to go away, if you want to shatter the political parties that George Washington warned us about in his farewell address, I might add you, he said it would be the demise of the republic, then you have give power back to the states.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I'm in agreement with that. But when you talk about Jeffersonian democracy, you're talking about Jefferson worked to protect the plantation aristocracy. Okay? So I have a problem with Jefferson. He's not my hero. Alexander Hamilton's my hero because he understood the importance of having a strong president of the United States. The problem we have right now is it's become contaminated, I don't know, polluted, perverted. The shadow government has too much power. And I compare Trump, in my opinion, he's the greatest president since Abraham Lincoln. I mean, all of them, Reagan, JFK. I mean, you know, he's confronting a power structure that Lincoln had to confront, the plantation aristocracy. Okay? Trump is confronting, challenging a different type of power structure, this deep state shadow government. You've got guys like General Milley. Should have been court-martialed. There's another guy that comes to mind. Remember Colonel Vindman?
Right.
He should have been court-martialed. Okay? They violated their oaths as, you know, commissioned officers in the United States Army.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They don't tell the president what to do. They don't override the president's diplomatic decisions. This guy, Vindman, overheard... I was listening in on a conversation Trump was having with Zelensky. It turns out he didn't like what Trump was saying to Zelensky, and he went public with that. Who the heck is he? You know,
well, it certainly would have been done with Obama.
This is a product of the United States Army. There's another guy that comes to mind.
Well, I tell you what, we only got a couple of minutes here, so let's let Frank be able to respond there so before we start heading up to our break. But we sure appreciate the call, Neil, very much.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks again. Take care. All right, Neil in Henderson, Nevada, everybody. Frank, what do you think about what Neil was talking about?
He keeps singing the praises of Alexander Hamilton, but Alexander Hamilton was the person who opened the door to the giant behemoth centralized government because of his want for a strong presidency. We do not live under the edict of kings, and when you create a strong federal government and you usurp the 9th and 10th Amendments to the Bill of Rights, which our current form of government does, it just vomits all over those two things, then you have your centralized, all-powerful federal government. The thing people, and I'm going to use this as an example, the thing that people don't understand or that are being deceived about when it comes to the overturning of Roe versus Wade is it set the country back to its original form where each state gets to decide for itself. The federal government was never supposed to be like it is today. It was supposed to be the caulk in the cracks that affixed 50 tiles together. Your state government was supposed to be the biggest governmental influence in your life, not the federal government. So where we are today is nothing like what the founders and the framers gave us.
Well, you know, Frank, when you're talking about that, something else comes to my mind, and that is, you know, the real push to try to get rid of the Electoral College and try to make everything this popular vote across the country, because they know that by blowing away the Electoral College, they've got power in perpetuity, and that actually disenfranchises, you know, most Americans.
Almost the overwhelming majority of Americans. When you can only campaign in L.A., San Francisco, Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, Miami, and Dallas, and you don't have to talk to anybody who lives in any of the flyover states, that's just catering to a special interest group and bullying a majority through.
Right.
And that's why we are not a democracy. Our framers despised the idea of a democracy. They saw it as mob rule, and that's what it is. The only reason that the far-left Democrats and people like Clinton and Obama and Biden like this idea of getting rid of the Electoral College is because they keep eking out popular vote majorities in urban areas where people who aren't citizens can vote.
Right. Right, exactly. And even Hillary Clinton recently said, well, you know, we are moving towards one person, one vote, which on its face sounds like this is the most egalitarian thing we could ever have. But that's not what the Electoral College is about. It's there to make sure that people have a voice.
The Electoral College is there to protect the minority.
Yep, exactly. Exactly.
You know, it's like saying, okay, in the World Series 1, we're just going to count all the runs. So if we tally it up and the Yankees had 1,000 runs and the Cubs had 999 runs, but the Cubs won 6 games.
That's right. Well, they just win the World Series then.
Exactly. We're just going to give it to the Yankees because they got more runs.
Well, Frank Salvato, thank you so much. This has been a great, great discussion this morning. Time has flown by, but we're going to talk to you again on Friday, my friend.
Happy Thanksgiving, Denver.
Happy Thanksgiving. Take care, Frank. All right, folks, we're coming right back. Don't go anywhere. We've got Patrick Hyland coming in from the Sports Zone.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through this Monday edition of the program. And we are having fun this morning. Even for a Monday, we're having fun. And, well, maybe in this case, especially for a Monday, we're having fun. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you have a question for our next guest or a good friend. Patrick Hyland, he's the insurance quarterback, and you can also hear him on the Sports Zone right here on AM 860 The Answer, and that's Sundays from 11 to 12 p.m. Eastern Time. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Kyle Warren. Good morning, everybody. What a barn burner game last night, Kyle. The Denver Broncos win 21-20.
Yeah.
They didn't score their first touchdown and their only touchdown till 1 minute left in the game. Jeez, 21-20. What a trip.
Well, and that's the cool thing about football, isn't it? I mean, it could all change literally in a moment, and then you march back down the field and do it again.
Well, that's it, Kyle. That's why it's such a great game. Yesterday's games were excellent because the majority of games were, you know, one-score games. Look, you had the Rams beat the Seahawks 17-16, okay? You had the Texans beat the Cardinals 21-16. Okay. You had the Dolphins beat the Raiders 20-13. Okay. The Packers beat the Chargers 23-20. The Lions came back to beat the Bears 31-26. and the Browns won 13-10 over the Steelers. So a lot of games that just, you know, went down to the wire. That's what makes the NFL exciting, because a lot of games are that way. So that's, you know, the beauty of it. The 49ers took care of the Buccaneers 27-14. Yeah, they're one of the best teams in the NFL. The Buccaneers right now are an above average team, I would say, when they're playing well. But they're going to have to really improve to win that division this year. They got fortunate last year, Cal, and the Bucs won the division with an 8-9 record. I don't see that happening this year for anybody. 9-8 maybe, but I think 10-6 should win that division. And that's going to be tough for the Bucs now with 6 losses. That they would have to run the table and go the distance to go 11-6. So, you know, maybe 10-7 could do it, but we shall see. Mm-hmm. All the Bucs fans listening to this great station.
Exactly.
The Cowboys. Kyle, man, they took care of business against the Panthers, 33-10. The Cowboys are winning the games they're supposed to. Now, if they can start winning the games that, you know, are a coin flip, then they'll be back in the hunt to make it happen. So that's what's going on, really, with the NFL. Tonight's game, you know, should be a good one. I hope so, anyway. The Eagles and the Chiefs could be a high-scoring affair there in KC. So,
indeed. So
Super Bowl matchup from last year. That always makes it interesting and fun to watch. The Eagles are 8-1, the Chiefs are 7-2. So you're talking two of the best in the NFL right now.
Well, sure. You know, it's interesting to me, too. You know, obviously baseball and football are so fundamentally different. You know, you have a series in baseball, so you have that ability to say, well, you know, we've got 7 games, you know, to win the championship. But Super Bowls are one game. You get one shot, you know. And if you have a bad day that day, or the team's not clicking, or something else goes wrong, well, then that's it.
No, you hit it right on the head with that. That's the thing about football. You know, normally you have to wait a week later to rebound from the game, you know, which makes it tough. It's tough on the mind, to say the least. With baseball, okay, so I went 0-4 last night. We lost, you know, 4-1. Well, guess what? I get to play again tomorrow night. Let's see what I can do. That is the beauty of baseball. It's a very good analogy, Kyle.
Yeah, it's a different kind of rhythm. And but, of course, in football, I mean, you know, it just to recover, as you and I often talk about, and to have to play in the middle of the week, you know, you haven't had that time to recover, and that can spell more injuries. But, of course, Thanksgiving Day, there's going to be some NFL games, correct?
Oh, you betcha. You know, you and I'll talk Wednesday about Thursday's games, and should be a lot of fun to, you know, have some turkey and watch some football. There's going to be a bunch of great games, and we'll talk about that Wednesday for sure. A couple other things happening in the NFL just to share with the folks. Talking about the Cowboys a minute ago, this Deron Bland, he ties an NFL record for his 4th pick 6 of the season, man. But they're playing well on defense, like I said, and that's a great record for this kid. So congratulations to him. And I have to give credit to the New York Giants. DeVito threw 3 TDs to beat the Commanders, okay, 31-19. And now some behind-the-scenes news, okay, Staley, the head coach for the Chargers out in your own neck of the woods. Mm-hmm. Okay. The reporter's been drilling him saying, man, what are you going to do about defense? And who's going to call the plays? He goes, look, guys, I'm not going to answer any more about this. I'm going to be calling the defense the whole year. Well, you might want to rethink that, Coach Staley, when you get, you know, Jordan Love, pretty much, you know, first year quarterback playing this year. First year starting after Aaron Rodgers left, and he has a career day against you, and you lose 23-20 when you could have went in the Lambeau Field and won that game. He's on the hot seat. I don't know if you're hearing that out in your neck of the woods, but I believe that's what's going to, you know, transpire for him. Joe Flacco, for our friends up in the Northeast listening, he was a great quarterback for the Ravens. He was with the Jets last year, Kyle, and now the Browns put him on the practice squad because Deshaun Watson, you know, on last Friday was ruled out for the year with a shoulder injury. So just some behind-the-scenes things there to share with the audience. And always a good idea to do that. You know, entry age in full gear too, Kyle. So, you know, talk a little bit about that. The Suns beat the Jazz 140 to 137 in overtime. So that was an exciting basketball game out there. Talking about the Jazz.
Indeed.
I think Utah needs to change their name to something, man. New Orleans should have kept the Jazz. That's what actually. You're right, Kyle? Yeah, man. I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
The Lakers, they won 105 to 104 over the Rockets. So that was an interesting game, too. So, you know, it's going to be fun to see what transpires over the next few weeks. The Magic came through 128 to 116 over the Pacers. Now, if Orlando could get back to the days of Shaq and Penny, the folks in Florida would be very happy about that. So,
well, sure.
You know, you always want to root for your teams and see them do a good job and, you know, just have fun with it. And that's kind of what I like to do Monday through Friday, Kyle, with people. And I see people on the weekends, too, to help them out with their financial needs and insurance needs. And that's something I really pride myself in, on doing the right thing for the right reasons and helping people out. A lot of people are hurting right now. Things have changed in our economy. If I can save you some money on your premiums and take that sting out of, you know, your back pocket, as I like to call it, give me a call, 813-966-1052. And it's amazing, Cal. You know, I met probably about 10 people last week, and, you know, out of the 10, I was able to help out 9. One of them, I said, where you are is fine. You don't need to do anything. So if you're that 1 out of 10, you have peace of mind. And the other 9 are like, thank you, Patrick. You saved me, you know, several hundred, some people $1,000 a year.
Wow. So that's significant.
Yeah. So why not give me a call, you know, and see if I can be of help. 813-966-1052. Or people that are more into the computer, go to GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com. Real easy one to remember, GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com. And, you know, just type in there that you'd like me to give you a call or schedule an appointment, and I'll meet you, you know, at one of our offices. Or we'll do a Zoom call, or we'll do something over the phone. Real simple. I make it easy for people, whatever convenient for them.
So sounds good.
That's what I do. And please, as you like to say, Kyle, check me out from 11 to 12 on Sundays. We had a great show yesterday, The Sports Zone, brought to you by GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com. So I want to thank you, Kyle, and have a great rest of the day, and the audience also. And I look forward to talking to you Monday about wonderful Thanksgiving and all the games coming up.
Sounds
take care.
Good.
God bless, Kyle.
God bless. Thanks, Patrick. Take care. We'll talk again soon. All right, Patrick Hyland, everybody, the insurance quarterback. And, folks, I can't believe it. We're to the end of the program again this morning. The Monday edition has literally flown by. Thanks to everybody at AM860. Thanks to everybody at GCN. Thanks to you, the listeners and the callers and the guests. It's been a lot of fun. It's Monday. We're going to see you bright and early for the Tuesday edition. Take care out there, everybody. Go out and make it a great day. Kyle Warren with you.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.